After having given to the world his wonderful opera, Aida, Verdi rested on his laurels for over 16 years. And then, at the age of 74, when most men would have considered their life work finished, he suddenly astonished the public with the magnificent opera of Otello, a music drama which alone would have made him immortal. Verdi's style was constantly changing during his lifetime, and much of the simple tunefulness of his earlier operas, such as Il Trovatore, La Traviata, and Rigoletto, was sacrificed in his later works for the deeper dramatic meanings that he strove to express. Vincent Blackburn, the noted musical writer and critic, says of Otello, "The step from Il Trovatore to Otello has no parallel in the history of music. It is a development outside all law, all anticipation, all likelihood. For not as he sowed did Verdi reap, rather some of the fruit of the seed that Wagner scattered, Verdi harvested and gathered into beautiful garners. Even Aida shows something of the influence of Wagner, and Otello certainly does." The story of Otello follows quite closely the famous play of the same name by Shakespeare. It tells the tragic story of Otello, the Moor of Venice, who smothers his beautiful bride Desdemona in her bed with a pillow because of unfounded jealousy. The scene given on this record is exceptionally dramatic. It is the opening of Act 4. We see the unhappy Desdemona's bedroom, containing a bed, a large mirror, an image of the Madonna before which hangs a lamp, and nearby a table with a lighted candle. It is the night Desdemona is murdered. She is retiring to bed, attended by her maid Amelia. Full of vague, shadowy fears, she says to her maid sadly, "Emilia, let me ask you before you go, lay on my bed the same sheets that were there on my wedding night. If haply I should die before thee, Emilia, let me be shrouded in one of those sheets. I'm sad tonight and weary." She sits down mechanically before the mirror, arranging her hair, and continues, "My mother, long, long ago, had a maid like you, Emilia, as fair as she was beautiful, and her name was Barbara. She was in love, and he whom she loved proved mad, and lastly did forsake her. She had a little song of the willow tree. Loose my hair, Amelia. That song this evening will not leave me. Like that poor maiden, I e'en must sing it." It is at this point the record starts. We hear the short orchestral prelude, and then follows the famous willow song, that plaintive melody of hopeless love the little maid Barbara sang for her mad lover. Desdemona sings with a premonition of her own hapless fate, while Amelia listens admiringly. The song over, Desdemona dismisses her maid and is left alone. After a moment, she kneels before the Madonna and sings her Ave Maria, ending with a pathetic prayer for herself, that her God may watch over her and keep her from harm. The words of little Barbara in her willow song, "To love him and to die," still fill her mind as she lies down upon the bed from which she is destined never to rise. Marie Rappold, one of the leading sopranos of the Metropolitan Opera Company, has a voice well suited to the willow song. It is a difficult selection to render well, but Madame Rappold, through her wide experience and thoroughly trained technique, gives it a most artistic interpretation.